Requirements Product Management Podcast. Elements of an effective product strategy. Creating a successful product requires attention to the details, from getting the user interaction and the visual design right, to providing the right functionality and using the right technologies. With so much focus on the nitty-gritty, it's easy to no longer see the wood for the trees. This is where the product strategy comes in. It helps you manage your product proactively, and it prevents you from getting lost in the details. In this episode, I discuss what an effective product strategy is and how it can benefit you. Three elements of an effective strategy. Product strategy is about imagining the future of your product. It's a high-level plan that helps you realize your vision or overarching goal. More specifically, the product strategy should describe three elements. First, market and need. Second, key features and differentiators. And third, business goals. Let's look at them in more detail. The market should describe the target customers and users of your product, the people who are likely to buy and use it. The needs should state why people would want to buy or use it. What is the main problem your product should solve or the primary benefit it will provide? Think of a product like Google Search or Microsoft Bing that solves the problem of finding information on the internet. And compare it to a product like Facebook or Twitter that allows you to stay in touch with family and friends. The key features and differentiators are those aspects of your product that make it stand out from the crowd and entice people to choose it over competing products. Take, for example, the first iPhone with mobile internet, iPod-like digital music player, and touchscreen as its key features, or the Google Chrome browser with its focus on speed, safety, and simplicity. The business goals, finally, capture the benefits the product should offer for your company. Is it going to generate revenue, help sell another product or service, reduce cost or increase brand equity, for example? Being clear on the business goals allows you to select the right key performance indicators, or KPIs, and measure your product's performance. Take the iPhone and the Google Chrome browser mentioned earlier. While the iPhone generates a large chunk of Apple's revenue, the Chrome browser does not earn any money for Google as far as I know. But it allows the company to control the way people access the internet, and it has reduced Google's dependency on third-party browsers such as Mozilla's Firefox and Microsoft's Edge. Both are important business benefits in my mind. A great way to capture your product strategy is using My Product Vision Board, a simple but effective tool that encourages you to state the vision together with the strategy of your product. You can download the board from the tools section of my website, where you will also find a video that explains how you can use it. Strategy focus and inflection points. The product strategy is not a static, fixed plan that you create only for a new product. Instead, you have to adapt it to help your product become and stay successful. I find it helpful to use the product lifecycle model to contextualize strategic product decisions and get the strategy right. The strategy of a brand new product should help you to get to launch and address the needs of the early market, the innovators and early adopters. After your product has successfully launched, analyze the market response. Then rework the strategy to achieve product market fit and move into the mainstream market. This may involve pivoting, radically changing the product strategy. Think of YouTube, for instance, which started as a dating website and pivoted to a video sharing product. Once you have managed to achieve product market fit, you'll have to adjust the product strategy again to sustain the growth of your product. Think, for example, of the changes Apple has made to the iPhone since its launch in 2007 to keep it attractive and preserve its growth, from adding apps to changing its size. Once the growth starts to stagnate, you have reached another strategic inflection point. You can either extend the lifecycle of your products, for instance, by taking it to a new market, or you let it mature, thereby accepting that it will eventually decline and then die. Whatever you choose to do, adapt the product strategy to help your product move forward in the right way. Don't forget to review and adjust the product strategy on a regular basis, together with the business stakeholders and development team members. I recommend once per quarter as a rule of thumb. This helps you proactively manage your products and it minimizes the risk of experiencing nasty surprises. After all, strategizing is about playing a proactive game. It's about maximizing the chances of making and keeping your product successful. The product strategy in context. If the product strategy describes the key elements required to achieve product success, as I suggested earlier, then you may be wondering, where are the vision and the product roadmap? Here is my take on this. The vision of your product should inform and guide the strategy. It precedes it. To put it differently, the product strategy should describe the path towards the vision. I view the vision as the ultimate reason for creating the product that describes the positive change your product should bring about. The product roadmap, however, follows the product strategy. It states how the strategy will be implemented and adds the necessary information like product goals and dates or timeframes. It thereby shows how the product is likely to grow. The two work in tandem. You can learn more about product strategy by attending my product strategy and roadmap training course and by reading my book, Strategize. I hope that my thoughts on product strategy were helpful for you, and thank you for listening.